Dean Randy Wyckoff is the dean of the College of Public Health at East Tennessee State University, and they have offered undergraduate public health education for over 50 years. That's 5-0, really truly a pioneer. And not just Randy, but even before you, right? they currently have 430 students enrolled in 6 undergraduate degree programs. Dr. Wyckoff is served as the chair of the ASPH expert panel that developed the critical component elements on undergraduate majors in public health, which has truly made a difference to this field. And so it's really a pleasure to welcome Andy.
Thank you very much. Actually, Dr. Riegelman saved you a lot of time. I will tell you, I have no financial relationship and no off-label uses. Dick mentioned that we have 6 undergraduate degrees. I won't go into that. We've been doing it for a long time. Just to give you a sense of that, we've seen wide variations in enrollment, as you all will see as you start new programs, including doubling in the last 5 years. We know a lot about our students and what their preceptors and employers think, but the one point I want to make is we also know that the majority of our students enter the workforce, the majority of them get jobs in health, in the health-related field. I don't tell you this to say that ETSU's experience is unique or relevant to you, but it does color the perspective that I bring to this presentation. Okay. So we were asked to put together an expert panel to develop what we were calling, we're going to call critical component elements. For those of you in the back, those are names. the point I want to make with this is that there were folks from the Association of Schools of Public Health, there were folks from non-ASPH higher education, there were folks from educational oversight, and importantly, we had a good representation of the working professionals. We challenged this group with this charge. We wanted them to identify the critical component elements of an undergraduate degree in public health that would prepare students to enter the workforce and to pursue advanced study. Two parts of this are important to those of you in higher education. The first is the use of the term critical component elements. We chose not to use competencies, courses, core areas. This is what we thought as a group of experts should be in an undergraduate degree. The second thing that I've already alluded to is that this needs to prepare students for the workforce or to pursue advanced studies, okay? So that's the challenge to the work group. We met, and there were some limitations that we put on our efforts so that we could actually finish. Those of you who've been part of committees know that if you don't put limits on, we would still be meeting this time next year. So these are advisory, right? We have no authority to tell anyone what they have to do. Except as a dean, that seems uncomfortable to me. The key concept, the number one tenet was we were going to identify the component elements, the what, but leave it to the institutions to determine the how. That's really critical, okay? So as you see this, we're not saying you must teach a course in epidemiology or you must teach a course in biostatistics. All right, that's a how. We're going to put up the what. There were a few other tenets. One of them was not everything has to be in the degree. Some of it can be in your gen ed. This does not limit you from having concentrations. You saw we have three degrees and 6 concentrations. And there are many important issues like faculty qualification, concentrations, coursework, et cetera, that were not included in this. Okay. With all of that as a long-winded introduction, we ended up with a four-part process. Background domains, public health domains, cumulative experience, and cross-cutting areas. These are the things that we believe should be in any undergraduate degree in public health. The background domains are those things that are cross-cutting, not specific to public health, and they divide into content areas and skill areas. The content areas will make sense to you. Students should have an introduction. So this is nice. I can have to take my glasses off to read the laptop. I have to put them on to read that. Students should have an introduction to scientific knowledge, including biological sciences. I'm not going to read all of these. An introduction to the social and behavioral sciences, an introduction to math and quantitative reasoning, and an introduction to humanities and fine arts. All right? Those are not specific public health areas. And then we also said they had to have be able to communicate in both oral and written form and have information literacy. So those were the background domains that this group identified as needing to have our students exposed to. public health, we identified 9 domains. One, no surprise, and all this is available online. You don't have to take notes, except to write down the website so you can find it online. Students should have an introduction to the history and philosophy of public health. Students should have an introduction to the basic concepts, methods, and tools of public health data collection. So here again, we're not saying there has to be a course in epi or biostat or a course in evidence-based decision-making or anything else. We're saying that students should have this. How you do that is up to you. Okay? Identifying and addressing population health challenges. Importantly, we felt that it was important to include both human health and the determinants of health as things that our students need to be exposed to. Increasingly, they are expected to at least be literate, if not conversant, on issues related to human health. And that is somewhat different from some of the other public health training programs in the past, as well as the determinants of health, socioeconomic, behavioral, biological, and so on. Project implementation and an understanding of the health system and population health policy, law, ethics, and economics, of course, and health communication. So communication both in a general sense and specific to health. So those were the 9 public health domains that we felt were important. This next one is the one that caused some controversy, not that the others didn't. But we did say that all students should have some sort of cumulative experience, some sort of culminating experience, a chance to put it all together at the end. And students should be exposed to local public health and public health professionals. Where the controversy came is some thought that we were saying that all students had to do a field placement. In my university, we do that. All of our undergraduates do a 2 to 3 month field placement. But this does not require that. It simply says you must do something at the end that brings it all together, and you should be exposed to local public health professionals on the assumption that there are any of them left after the budget cuts. And finally, the cross-cutting areas that are necessary for working in the profession: advocacy, community dynamics, critical thinking, ethical decision-making, and so on. And those all make sense to you. There's nothing up there that you'd find controversial. And then throughout the curriculum, students should have a wide range of instructional methods and an introduction to the diverse nature of public health practice. And I do want to clarify that means both the fact that public health professionals themselves do lots of different things, but also that they work in an interprofessional environment. That was explicitly intended to be included in that diverse nature. So that is what it is. Those are the critical component elements of an undergraduate degree. I will close with it is the what, not the how. Okay. Again, this is what should be in a degree according to this group of experts. I believe I took off the next slide. The website, if you go to the ASPH, Association of Schools of Public Health website, you'll see a Framing the Futures link. These critical component elements are there. Or if you search for critical component elements, you'll find that as well. And I will not take questions or comments.